Good morning, 早安。God loves us all, and He's happy that we are here. 神爱我们，他也喜欢我们能够来到他的面前。Some of us have been traveling and are back safe, and we thank God for that. 有人是出外的，现在平安回到家，我们也是为他们感谢神。And some who have not been feeling well have been able to come back. We also thank God for that. 有人软弱的身体，现在神给他们有精神有体力能够来到我们当中，我们也是感谢神。I hope that many of you will have the same experience that I do. 我希望你们很多人都有同样的一个经历。Every time we read God's word, if our hearts are open, He tells us something different. 每一次当我们看神的话，如果我们的心是敞开的，他都会用不同样的信息给我们，从同样的一个经文。So even though you read the same verse many times, you will still get a new and a helpful message. 虽然我们看见很多次同样的经文，我们都会有不同样的思想从神给的。Especially this morning, I chose those verses. 特别今天我选择了那几个经文，要用来代表我们使徒信经的信仰里面。I chose those verses, but even as I read it, a new thought came to my mind just now.当我在读的时候，刚才我也有这个不同样的感受。Did you notice that God said that your sins are forgiven, but because of their faith, not because of the faith of the lame man? 主耶稣对他说的：“你们因为有信心，所以我医治这个人，不是因为那个生病的人有信心，乃是他的朋友们有信心。” So it's amazing what faith can do. 所以非常的奇妙，有信心神能够成就什么事情的。连那个人自己没有信心，神都能够使用别人的信心来医治他。Even though that person himself didn't have faith, or maybe he did, but the Bible says that Jesus said, because of your faith, those friends that lowered him through the roof. 因为那些有信心的弟兄姐妹们把屋顶挖了一个洞把他下来给主耶稣。And then the amazing thing I realized just now is God always knows what we need. 最奇妙的是呢，神清清楚知道我们需要的是什么，不是需要医病，需要被罪被赦免。So God knows so clearly what we need because Jesus says, "Your sins have been forgiven, not you are healed. Your sins are forgiven first." So God never changes.This is our hope, 因为上帝从来不改变，这是我们最大的盼望。I often think of myself as not having a far-sighted life. 我常常想到我没有常常用神的眼光来看远一点。I always look at today. 很多人都是看今天而已。所以我有一些很好笑的事情发生。So a lot of funny things happened to me. Once when I bought a new Bible, I found that that marker was very long.有一次我买到一个新的圣经，我就觉得那个中间不是有一条线的吗？让你可以记得你读到什么地方。I thought, why is it so long? 我觉得为什么这么长？我是很喜欢整齐的人哦。I like to be neat, so I cut it off. 我就把它剪掉，剪到之后不够长，以后要拉过来拉不过去。So once I cut it, it wasn't long enough. So when I open the Bible, I have to open the whole Bible and take it out and put it back in. So this is short-sightedness.这个就是我们看不到远方的远一点的准备。I once bought a belt. 我有一次买了一个皮带。That kind of belt you can cut according to how much you need. 那种皮带是布做的，你可以剪和按照你有要绑的多紧。我马上就剪得很短，以后肥了之后不能用。And I cut it so short that when I put on weight, I couldn't use it. This shows that we never think far ahead enough, but God always knows.就让我提醒，我们真的是看见很短暂的事情，但是神是从永恒看的，我们可以信靠他。我们再一次的来求神帮助我们。Let's pray again. Father, help us to listen to your word and know that you are speaking to each one of us. 主，当我们听圣经的话的时候，听你的话，让我们记得你是对个人说的。We often think this is good for someone else.很多时候我们认为这句话会帮助到别人 But we don't remember that it's for us as well 我们有时候会忘记你也是要对我跟我们说的 So help us this day as we hear these words to know that you are speaking to us 所以求你帮助我们今天听见的、看见、读经的话，都知道你是对我们每一个人说的。In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The first four lines of the Apostles' Creed refers to the Trinity. 头四句，这个在《使徒信经》的就讲到三位一体，有圣父、圣子、圣灵。After that, there are two human names. 过了之后呢，有两个人的名字就出现。One is Mary and one is Pontius Pilate. 一个是玛利亚，一个是比拉多，没有别的名了。So we see here Virgin Mary. 我们看见童女玛利亚。The virgin birth of our Lord is a cornerstone of our faith. 我们这个 virgin birth 就是童女生儿子的，是我们基督教的信仰的一个房角石，很重要的 ，a very important cornerstone. So I will spend a lot of time talking about virgin birth today. 所以今天我会多一点讨论到为什么圣经这么多地方都提到这个童女玛利亚生儿子。从以赛亚书 ，from Old Testament in Isaiah, we see the virgin 童女，看见哦，刚才我们读过这个，都讲到这个字。马太福音 Matthew quotes the same verse almost word for word. 每一个字马太福音出来的也是从以赛亚书，也是提到童女， talks about virgin. And in Luke chapter 1:34-35, 在路加福音今天我们没有读，现在可以看，就是讲到玛利亚问那个天使。 So Mary asks, But how can this happen? I am a virgin. 中文没有这样说哦。中文是说 不是完全一样，我还没有结婚，还没有出嫁。But here it says, I am a virgin. And the angel replied, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. 这里有一个很重要，就是我们要记得耶稣是完全人，也是完全神。This is very important, 非常的重要，因为人有人的特点，神有神的特点。Because God has a special characteristic, and human beings have their special characteristic, but only one person was man and God. 只有一个人是完全神，完全人。This is just as hard to explain as the virgin birth. 这个是同样困难来解释的。你要解释三位一体，你要解释童女生孩子，你 要解释也是人也是神，这非常的困难。但是我们尽量明白我们能够领受的。But let's try to understand because it has so much to do with our faith. 对我们的信仰非常重要。对玛利亚来说是这么困难的。To Mary is such a difficult truth to accept.But think about what Joseph thinks. 那你想一想，对约瑟不是更困难吗？玛利亚已经接受，神还是要安慰约瑟。Even though Mary understands to a degree, because the Bible says what Mary didn't understand, she put in her heart. 因为圣经有两个地方说到玛利亚不明白的地方，她常常会把神的话放在心中。Do we do that? 我们有没有这样做？或者不明白就说那这个跟我没有关系。Is it that when we don't understand, we say to ourselves, it has nothing to do with me? Or do we realize that every word has something to do with me? 我们会不会明白每一句话跟我都有关系，只是要神开我的眼目才知道。所以要放在心里面说求神开启我的眼。So we have to ask God to reveal to us what we don't understand, and you will be amazed at what he shows you.你会非常的惊讶，神能够开启我们，能够看见一些以前没有看过的。We will see things we've never seen before. We will realize that God is amazing. 我们会觉得神真的是一个奇妙的神。所以天使也需要安慰约瑟。So the angel also need to comfort Joseph. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David.The angel said, Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. 这个经文也是很清楚，你们在看，让我们知道神有一个很 specific, 很特殊特点的一个计划。每一件事情都好早都已经计划好的。 many things he's prepared way from the beginning. Jesus' birth was the result of God's Spirit working in a human body. 耶稣的出生是因为神的灵在一个人的身体里面有这个特别的计划，这个作用。 She could not make herself pregnant. 她自己不能为自己来怀孕的嘛。 She was simply a vessel. 她只是一个工具被神用的。 Because of this, we say that Jesus is completely human because he was born. 我们就说神是一个完全的人，因为他是从一个母亲的胎生出来的。 He received a human body just like ours. 他得到的是一个身体跟我们的一样的。 He felt pain. He had physical limitations. 他有痛苦，他也是有很多的限制。 如果不是的话，这句话就不真了。If that's not true, we could not say he suffered under Pontius Pilate. How can God suffer? 神不能受苦，但是人可以。所以他也是人，他也是神。 Being conceived by the Holy Spirit also means he is holy. 因为不是约瑟跟玛利亚有关系的时候生出来，所以他还是完全神，因为是圣灵感孕的。Because the Holy Spirit did the work. So the amazing truth, although hard to understand, is that Jesus is God and man. 这么困难了解，但是只有基督教有这个说法。我们的神在地上的时候又是神又是人。 Let's go home and think about this and consider what it means to me every day. 我们回家再思想，慢慢的思想，求神帮助我们接上这个真理，跟我日常的生活有什么关系？ I hope I can tell a little bit about that today. 我希望今天我可以解释一点。He had power over nature. 主耶稣有超过自然的能力来控制 nature 自然。所以在马太福音8章27节有这个很奇妙的一句话。 Matthew 8:27 are wonderful words. The disciples were amazed. Who is this man? 他们还知道他是人哦, who is this man? They asked. Even the winds and waves obey him. 你看见这句话，你有什么的感受？ 我们相信的神可以控制风跟海浪的， 我们有什么不能带到他面前？ 只是他愿意，是对我们有好处的。 Because he can control the winds and the waves, what do we fear? Unless God is not willing for other reasons, he can do all things. 除非神不愿意的话，任何的需要我们来到面前。刚才我们唱那些诗歌非常美，提醒我们很多真理在里面。The songs we sang just now should be from our heart because they reveal so much truth about God and us. And the words that Haopeng read just now, 那些话Haopeng选择的，也是很多很多真理在里面。 But sometimes because we are so numb to hearing the same thing, we don't give it a second thought. 千万不要因为我们听得太多次呢，就麻木了，听见好像没有听见一样。In another storm, Jesus walked to them in the night. 在另外的一个风暴的时候，主耶稣就在水上走。 Peter jumps out of the boat and walks toward Jesus. 我们大家知道，彼得就跳出去，也是在水上走了几步。He begins to sink, and Jesus saves him. 他要沉下去的时候，主耶稣伸手来帮助他，救他。In different storms of life, Jesus uses different ways to save us. That is the truth. 在不同样的风浪的时候，神常常用不同样的方式来救我们，不是每一个人都一样的。 Not everyone is the same. You have different need from me. 不是每一个人一样，因为你的需要跟我的有时候不一样。但是神就是有技巧，用不同样的方式来帮助我们。So we can rest assured that whatever our need is not beyond God's hand. 我们能够知道，不管什么的事情需要，都不是远过神能够帮助到我们的。Because Jesus never changes, the song tells us. 因为主耶稣永远不改变，所以我们可以信靠他，他用他的方式来救赎我们。In the Bible, so many things happen on the lake in the Sea of Galilee. 在圣经里面，这么多事情都是在加利利海发生的，因为他们是打鱼的。Because they are fishermen, so many miracles happen there. This is another one. 另外的一个时候，风浪来的时候，他们 被主耶稣救之后呢，那主耶稣跟彼得上到来船的时候，他们就讲这句话。When Jesus and Peter climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, Truly you are the Son of God. 看见神迹的时候，这个是对的反应，你真正是神。但是有时候看见神迹，以为是碰巧，以为不是神迹。Sometimes we see miracles, we take them for granted, but they are miracles. Even getting out of bed is a miracle.能够起床出来都是一个神迹 Because right now we're staying in an apartment The bed is on the floor 现在我们住在一个 apartment 没有那个bed frame 只是在地上 And the older you get The harder it is to get out of bed 你越老越难起来的因为从下面起来会这样 会不稳定的 So it's different We have different needs in different time of life But God is creativeHe is truly the Son of God, Jesus. 我们要知道主耶稣是真正的神的儿子，只有他可以帮助我们在不同样的环境，用不同样的方式来救我们。He uses different ways at different times to save us. Do we trust him? 我们有没有真正的信靠他？或者困难来的时候，我们就怀疑。Do we trust him? Or when difficulties come, we start having questions and doubt?Because Jesus was fully God, he forgave sins on earth. 他能够赦免罪的，就代表他是真正的神。Today he forgives our sins from heaven. 今天他是从天上来赦免我们的罪。We can trust him to forgive us again and again, today and tomorrow and always. 我们可以信靠他，天天从今天到永远，他都愿意赦免，只是我们愿意认罪悔改。Only as we are confessing our sins, are willing to repent, He will forgive. Because just now when I read this verse, this was what I felt. 刚才我读到这个，你们也读了《路加福音》第五章二十到二十一。Seeing their faith, 因为看见他们的信心 ，their faith 不是这个人的 faith， 不是这个 not the faith of the young man, but the faith of those who brought him. The young man was saved. 但是法利赛人呢，就没有信心。But the Pharisees have no faith. What do they have? 他们有的是什么？骄傲。They have knowledge, but they have no faith. 他们有自私，他们没有信心。他们有这里的知道，这里没有感觉到。They have the thought and the knowledge up here, but it didn't change their heart. Let us not be Christians that way. 我们不要做这样的基督徒。这个不是神要我们做的基督徒。This is not what God wants from Christians. Only knowledge. 这句话就很清楚了，在哥林多书。Yes, we know that we all have knowledge about this issue. But while knowledge makes us feel important, it is love that strengthens the church. 所以一个教会的强的地方不是人多明白圣经，但是说多能够使用出来。A church is not powerful and great because people have great Bible knowledge, or the preacher gives you a lot of Bible words, 或者传道的给你很多圣经的话。只有爱，只有信心。Only love and faith really makes a difference, but it's a hard lesson to learn. 这个不容易学，因为我们有老我 because our old self is so strong.The Pharisees know the Bible, but they were so proud. 那些法利赛人很懂圣经，充满了骄傲，所以他们没有得到赦免。Jesus did not forgive them. Jesus reprimanded them. 主耶稣责备他们。As we read the Apostles' Creed, remember it's not just for knowledge.
我们每一周在读使徒圣经信经的话，记得这个不只是让我们知道，让我们相信。
因为一直说我信我信 Let us remember when we read that It's not just that you and I know Knowing is not enough When we say I believe Do you believe?
当你说我信的时候你有没有真正的信
I ask myself when I prepare Do I really believe? 我有没有真正的信
你有没有问过
Do you ask yourself Who is this man even the winds and waves obey him?
有没有用同样的问题来问这个是哪一位人连风跟浪都听他的话的有没有想到 虽然今天看不见。
Although we can't see it today, do we think back that this is true? And what would we do if we see this? To know that Jesus is doing a miracle in our lives.
神在我们身上产生了这么多的神迹。The one born of the virgin, 童女怀孕生子。The mystery of the only one who was both man and God.
这个奥秘也是人也是神。How does that affect us?
怎么样影响到我们的生命？我们要问 What's my relationship with God who became human for me?
你和神的关系是如何？因为这个神是为了你和我来当生的，来做了一个人。
He became human, he lowered himself.
他降低自己 ,not for his own comfort.
不是为了他喜欢过日子说哎呀做人不知道怎么样的哦。
Not because he's curious, what is it like to be human?
He had a purpose.
他有一个目的。
They worshipped him. 敬拜。
敬拜是基督徒的本分。
It's our responsibility and our privilege to worship God.
什么是敬拜?
What is worship?
Worship reveals that we know and believe.
敬拜就是我不只是知道,我也真正的相信,那个敬拜才是真的。
Only when you know and believe, then the worship is real.
Otherwise, the worship is just an action.
要不然那个敬拜只是一个形式做事而已。
Worship is confession with our mouths and belief in our hearts.
不只是口承认，心里面真正的相信。哦、
Many of us have read the following passage. Listen to what Peter says. It reminds us of how we stand before God.
下一个经文比较长了一点，但是重要，因为你要看到最后彼得的反应是什么、哦、你要看彼得的态度。
When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon,
主耶稣对西门说,
Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish.
Master, Simon replied, we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing, but if you say so,
如果你说的话,
that is an attitude.
It could be a good attitude, it could be a bad attitude. We cannot hear what his voice sounded like.
我们不知道他的声音的态度是怎么样。也许是好的态度，因为你说我就听。或者说，哎呀，算了，你这么啰嗦，我就听你就好了，你就不要再告诉我做什么。
So we don't know. But at the end he says, Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm too much of a sinner to be around you.
如果我们人有这个感受知道呢，我是一个罪人，我根本不配的能够亲近神的。
如果我听他的是不是甘心情愿的
？If I do not willingly obey, if I do it begrudgingly,
如果有保留的话呢？这句话就真了，神就不亲近我了。
Then God will not be near us. Peter is so clear. Peter is such a good example.
彼得这么清楚，他是一个这么好的榜样。
Some people say the Bible only talks about good people. That's not true.
有些人不能够接受圣经，不能够信耶稣，说圣经就讲这些好人，圣经充满了坏人。
Bible doesn't only talk about good people. It talks about real people, people who sin, people who need Jesus.
圣经是给我们很正确的知道人的地位是什么，很需要神了。
Some people just criticize without reading the Bible. Say, oh, the Bible is not real. It talks about all these things. Nothing to do with me.
有些人的态度是说，圣经所说的跟我没有关系的，几千年前的事情。
But it's God's word, so it's alive.
但是是神的话，是真的，是活的。
But if you say so, I will do it.
这句话很重要。如果你说，我就做。但是那个是不是情愿的？
But when you say that, do you say it from your heart or you say it to get rid of Jesus?
或者你讲了不是从心，只是要他停止对我说话，他就离开你了，就是这样。
The Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, delivered a sermon on June 10th, 1869.
有一个讲道的牧者叫做 Charles Spurgeon, 他们叫他说 Prince of Preacher, 他是传道人的 Prince, 怎么讲？他是这个王子哈、哦，这是最好最好的一个传道人 ，Charles Spurgeon 非常有名。
And 在6月10号，1869年，他就说：“有时候我们没有感觉到神的同在，
He says sometimes Christians do not sense God's presence, just like Peter, 好像彼得, because our sin convicts us, 因为我们的罪让我们不敢亲近神，这我们就不了解神来的缘故。Because of our sin, we're afraid to be close to God. Even though not consciously, we withdraw from Him because we are too sinful. God probably doesn't like me or want me to be near Him. 我们这么多充满了罪，神可能都不能够接受我，我都不敢亲近他，但是我就用硬的方式来说，我不需要。So I'll use a hard-hearted attitude and say, I don't need. Actually, deep inside, we know we need, but we don't admit.
我们知道我们需要，但是我们不承认，因为我们不知道怎么样来跟神有这个交往。
We don't understand how to be close to God. So Charles Spurgeon says, when we do not sense God's presence, it's because our sins are asking Him to go away.
Spurgeon 这样说，如果你没有感觉到神的同在，亲近神呢，是因为你的罪把神赶走。
It is because your unread Bibles ask Jesus to leave.
因为你的圣经在家没有开的时候呢，就代表你叫主耶稣，你不需要亲近我了，我不需要你。
When your Bible is closed at home, it's telling Jesus, I don't need you. I can do well without reading the Bible.
我不需要看圣经，我都可以过得很好。所以这句话就让我们想到 Charles Spurgeon 讲的话。
So this verse made me think about this famous sermon that Charles Spurgeon spoke. If we do not sense God's presence, it's most likely because we do not spend time with Him.
只有一个原因，如果你没有感觉到神亲近你，唯一最重要的原因是你自己没有亲近神，不是他不要亲近你。
We have not reached out to Him.
我们没有伸手出去来摸他。
Conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, therefore fully God and fully man.
在使徒信经讲的是圣灵感孕童女玛利亚生的，就代表他也是神，他也是人。
So he sympathizes with us.
所以他明白我们的痛苦，真正的明白。
And because he's God, he can help us, he can save us.
因为他是神，他有能力来帮助我们。当 Tracia 生病之后， when Tracia got sick,
Then I realized what it means that Jesus understands.
那我就更清楚地知道主耶稣说他明白是什么意思，因为他经过这个经历。
Because he went through this experience. I said last time, now when we pray for those with cancer, we have a different feeling.
现在我们一起为别的弟兄姐妹们有癌症的，有生病的，我们的感受完全不一样，因为自己经历过。
Because we've gone through that, we feel a different feeling.
主耶稣讲的是真的话。
When Jesus says, I know what you feel, He means it, He knows it.
主耶稣讲的是真的，他 personally, 他自己亲自的经历过。
The Son of God became human, and 2,000 years later, it is still very important to remember.
上帝道成肉身，两千年之后，还是同样的没有减少这个终点。
The importance is just as vital as 2,000 years ago.
还是这么重要两千年前。所以刚才你们看见。
So then, since we have a high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe.
我们要抓稳我们所相信的。
This high priest of ours understands our weaknesses. He faced all the same testings we do, yet he did not sin.
这就是奇妙的。他也面对了同样的挑战，同样的软弱，同样的，但是他因为他也是神，他没有犯罪，所以他才能够成为我们的高祭司。
So he can be our high priest. He is in God's presence for us.
他今天在神的右手边是为了我们。
Genesis 3:14-15 is of such importance that theologians give it a special name.
创世纪第三章十四到十五节重要到一个地步呢，神学家给这一段圣经一个特别的名字
Proto-Evangelium.
Proto 是希腊文的头一个， Evangelium 是好消息， Evangelism.
Proto-Evangelium
这句话在第三章十四到十五呢，是在圣经开始的时候已经有了福音。
the first gospel, the first good news. 你们看了已经明白了，很多人都明白。我简单的说，就是 her offspring 就是她是人，她是玛利亚的后代，是人的。And he will be victorious over Satan. 他会胜过魔鬼。这个就是 gospel。从创世纪就代表神从头到尾已经准备好这条路，只是我们要不要走上。It is so clear that God had this plan right from the beginning. It is up to us whether we receive and we walk this path or we walk away. 这是我们的选择，要走上这条路，神早早为我们预备的。Joseph was not the father of the Savior. 约瑟不是主耶稣的父亲，是领养的 ,adopted. The Savior is referred to as the offspring of the woman. 我们的救主是这个女的的 后代。在圣经永远都说男的男的男的，很多家谱就是男的名字，只有这里说是女的。重点就是因为他是人，他也是神。So the truth is because he's both God and man. Every other genealogy always uses the man's name. But here it says the woman's offspring to let us know he is God. He is not Joseph's son. 他不是约瑟的儿子。Isaiah 7:14, 刚才看过了，以赛亚书看过了。The virgin Emmanuel.These words were spoken to King Ahaz when Jerusalem was under attack. 当时以赛亚说的这句话是对亚哈王的 King Ahaz. 耶路撒冷是被别人来 attack, 来战争的，要抢他们的国。When this prophecy was fulfilled at that time, it assured Ahaz of God's presence. 在当时这个预言已经成了。所以亚撒就知道神真的与他们同在。困难是呢，这个字在原文呢也可以说是一个童女。The problem is the word gune can also mean virgin or a young woman. So in prophecy, we always say already but not yet. It's very important to know this. 在预言的时候，我们要很重要的知道呢，常常说已经发生，但是还没有完全成立。So in the Old Testament, this was fulfilled. 在旧约里面，这个已经发生了。有，以赛亚对那个王说的发生，王就知道神与他们同在。但是马太的时候看这句话呢，就用来解释给我们，神早就已经预备，现在临到完全发生的事，就是在主耶稣的身上。I don't know if I'm clear, but it is to tell us that sometimes prophecy is partially fulfilled and then fully fulfilled in the New Testament. 有时候在旧约里面所说的呢，在那个时候有一部分已经成就了，但是完全成就是在新约。But the complete fulfillment is in New Testament. Because of this, we know that anything that is not yet fulfilled will be.因为这个缘故，我们基督徒可以相信，任何的预言还没有完全成就的呢，总有一天会有。启示录还有很多的 ，In Revelation, full of prophecies not yet fulfilled, but we can be assured they will be, because God doesn't change. 我们有这个把握，神说的话一定发生，这就代表这样。有一些是已经发生，有一些在一部分的发生，但是以后还会。So already but not yet tells us that God has a wonderful plan. 神的这个计划是非常的奇妙。So they say the New Testament is hidden in the Old Testament. 我们要清楚知道，以后不要说我喜欢旧约或者我喜欢新约，因为新约是藏在旧约里面，旧约是在新约完全出来给我们看见。I don't know how to say it in Chinese, but the Old Testament is revealed in the New Testament, and the New Testament is hidden in the Old Testament. The whole Bible is God's Word. 整本圣经都是神的话，所以整本圣经都是讲耶稣。So the whole Bible is about Jesus our Lord. First reference in Genesis 3, 头一次讲到是创世纪第三章，就让我们知道神已经准备了要毁灭撒旦。We know that the woman's offspring will destroy Satan, but the woman's offspring will be resurrected, so he will only be temporarily injured. 但是玛利亚的后代主耶稣只是暂时的受伤在十字架，他会复活，最后的得胜是他。
Second prophecy Isaiah 7 of the birth of Emmanuel.
第二个是在以赛亚书第七章，那个以马内利的诞生就是代表神会与我们同在。
It tells us that God will be with us.
在马太福音第一章，就是马太再提醒我们。
So in Matthew 1,God is reminding us all these things have a process.
每一件事情神都已经准备好让我们看得清楚。
Do I understand the virgin birth?
有人能够明白童女怎么样可以生孩子吗？
No. But do I believe it?
Yes. 我们不能够完全明白，但是相信吗？当然我们相信。
We cannot understand, but there are many things we do not understand.
虽然我们不明白，但是有许多的事情是真实的，但是不能明白。Supernova， 我不会讲啊。Supernova， 超新星
，incredible phenomena in the galaxies，
是很特别在宇宙万物发生的事。
When a star burns through its own fuel and collapses under the force of its own gravity, it becomes a black hole in space.
一个星因为它这么重，它自己用完它的 fuel， 它的 energy 呢，它就 collapse， 它就毁灭了，自己就变成一个黑洞。黑洞是 dense 到一个地步呢，亮光进去都不能出来的，这个很难解释的，只有 physics 的人才能够明白。这些洞是重量是这么重的，连光进去都不会再出来的，是 trap 在里面，我们很难明白，因为我们不是 physicist。
But in 2005 there were 341 supernovas recorded by astronomers.
在2005的时候有341个这种 supernova。 2005一年之后2006有529个。
One year later, in 2006, they recorded 529 supernovas.
The amazing thing is that even in a galaxy the size of the Milky Way, supernovas occur only once every 50 years. 好，我慢慢讲这个，很不容易。最奇妙的事情呢，就是在 galaxy 里面，星系的里面，好像我们的银河系 Milky Way 这么大呢，只有五十年一次才有 supernova.
Only 50 years there will be one supernova.
But in one year they recorded 529. 但是有一年他们就数算了有529个 supernova， 代表什么呢？有多少个 galaxy 我们看不见的？因为 Milky Way 我们最靠近的这个银河系只有五十年一次的 supernova， 50 years one supernova。But in one year, they were able to record 529.
但是有一年他们算到529个，就代表宇宙万物多大。
你能够明白吗？我就不明白。
Can you understand? We cannot understand. Can we understand the virgin birth? No, we cannot. But did it happen? Yes, it did.
我们都不能够明白童女怎么样可以生主耶稣出来，玛利亚。但是是事实的，因为神就是创造宇宙万物的神。
Because God is amazing.
这个 supernova 呢，亮到一个地步，他们说，如果更靠近地球呢，我们晚上都可以看书，不需要开灯。
The supernova, if it was a little bit closer, we would have day and night the same light. It would be so bright, so powerful.
他们有这样的衡量，说如果更靠近地球的呢，这个 supernova 亮到呢，我们晚上都不需要开灯可以看书。神特别是真的是很奇妙。
How can we understand God's miracles?
我们只是要学玛利亚这样说。
We have to learn as Mary said, let it happen to me as you say.
玛利亚讲过这个很美的一句话，虽然我不明白，但是让你所说的发生在我的身上。
I don't know how the Chinese Bible says it, but that's the meaning.
我不知道中文的经文怎么样说，但是意思就是说我相信，虽然我不明白，你所说的就发生在我的身上，我接受。
Mary completely accepted even without understanding. Can we do that today? We don't understand the Bible completely.
没有人可以完全明白圣经。 But the parts that God wants us to know, He will reveal to us. 那些地方神要我们明白，他会显露让我们知道。Do as Jesus tells you. 要好像玛利亚对那些工人在那个迦拿的地方。Do as Jesus tells you. That's what Mary says. Let it happen to me as you say. 玛利亚说，让你所说的发生在我的身上。所以几年后在那个迦拿的时候，他就对那些工人说，你按照主耶稣说的，你就去做。Do as he says. Fill up the jars with water, he will turn it into wine. 把那些水倒在这些大的瓶子里面，神会行神迹。First miracle of Jesus. Because Mary asked, Mary believed. 因为玛利亚求，玛利亚相信。虽然主耶稣说我的时间还没有到，但是过了一阵子，他就行了头一个神迹。Even though Jesus says, my time has not come.But because Mary had that heart of faith, 因为玛利亚有这个信心，所以她吩咐那些人说 ，Do exactly as he says. 按照主耶稣说的，你去做就成了。Know in our minds, believe in our hearts, confess with our mouth. 在思想里面知道，心里面相信，那我们就有这个信心了。Confess 用口来承认，用心来相信，我们就成。We have to believe, we have to know, and then God will bless. We worship Him because He is God. 今天讲到主耶稣是神，所以我们来敬拜他。We thank Him because He died for us. 我们感谢他，因为他成为人才能够为我们死。Because He is God, Jesus can save us from every wind and every storm. 因为主耶稣是神，他可以帮助我们，可以救赎我们，不管什么风浪，什么暴风。When we cannot trust, we can pray as this person prayed. 当你和我有缺乏信心的时候，记得这个祷告。这个人怎么样说？ The spirit often throws him into the fire or into water. 这个父亲说他的儿子受这个魔鬼的逼迫， trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can. What do you mean if I can?你们说主耶稣不是幽默吗？主耶稣就用这句话来回答，你什么意思？说如果我可以的话，我就可以，你只要相信。 And then what did the man say? What we can also say today. 那个人怎么样说呢？我们今天也可以这样说， I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. 有没有可能又信又不信？有可能，按照这句话。Is it possible to believe but not believe strong enough? Yes, it is possible. It is possible every day. So every day that we feel this weakness, we say, God, I believe, but help my unbelief. 帮助我，不相信那个地方，神会做的。We can also learn from the way that Jesus healed this man. 我们也要从这个人的身上学到一个事情。Then he said to the man, hold out your hand. So the man held out his hand and it was restored. 这个重点在哪里？他先伸手出去，那个手才得到医治。这个圣经没有说，因为你要我医治，我医治你，你就伸手出来。The Bible doesn't say, because you want me to heal you, I heal you, then put out your hand. No, put out your sick hand first, and I will heal it. There is something we have to do, and that is faith. 我们有需要这个信心的。缺信心的时候要有这个祷告。When we lack faith, we pray this way. But reach out your hand first. I always remember a pastor said, God has taken 99 steps out of 100. You only have to take one step, but you still have to take that one step. 我常常记得一个传道人说过了，如果有100步，神已经走了99步，你还是要走那一步。你还是要走那一步。那些诗歌都是提醒我们，那些经文都是提醒我们。We have our part to do. The songs we sing, the Bible we read tell us the same thing. We don't just sit there. 我们只是坐在那边，有工作要做的，要处理的。We have to do. Oswald Chambers said, God does not give us overcoming life. He gives us life as we overcome.我很喜欢这个人的灵修的书，每年都读一遍。有时候忙的时候，错过一两天，一天就要读三次。 Sometimes because we forget, we are busy, we miss a devotion, then I will read 3 days in a row. I confess, 我承认, we are all getting so busy, sometimes we forget to go close to God. 我都承认我们真的会忙到有时候忘记亲近神，就没有这个力气了。 And then we lose the strength and we say, where is God? 那我就问神跑去哪里? 不是神跑，是你跑。 God didn't go anywhere, we went somewhere. So he gives us life as we overcome. 伸手出去，神就帮助我们走下一步，很重要。 The man held out his hand, then Jesus healed him. We worship Jesus because he is God. We thank him because he is man. 我们敬拜主耶稣因为他是神，我们感谢他因为他是人，他愿意成为人来帮助我。 We know, but we must believe. 我们知道，但是我们要相信。 Believing is the first step. That is how the Apostles' Creed begins. 相信是头一步，不相信就还没有走那头一步。 If you don't believe, you haven't gone that first step. The Apostles' Creed says, I believe. 使徒信经说我信。千万不要礼拜天读的那个只是口说信。 Do not only say I believe when we read it, believe it in our hearts. 罗马书结束的时候就给我们看见这两个字。 For God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin, people are made right with God when they believe. 只有这个方法。 People are made right. 我们跟神和好是神的作为, 但是我们要相信他的死亡救赎了我们。 God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just, and he declares sinners to be right in his sight when they believe. 很重要。 中文也是这样说, 完全是靠相信。 所以读 使徒信经的意义就是提醒自己，不是知道，是相信。 Let us pray.